This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, December 6. Cattle markets yesterday started out a little bit weaker, but we finally found some buying that pushed us into positive territory by the end of the day. So it was nice to see the markets kind of regain some upward strength. Momentum is still a little shaky, but at least we're finding some stability here after a couple days of weaker prices. Cash trade seems to be developing around 117 on the Fed trade. That's up 1 from last week. Dress trade around 188. That's up 2 from last week. Box beef values continue to slide. The choice down 135 at 226. Select down 219 at 208. The spread was up 84 cents at 1748. Movement 163 loads. So we're definitely seeing the impact from the packing plant reopening in Holcomb, Kansas. That was a major plant. It's estimated about 5% of our national capacity, so it definitely makes a difference. But we are seeing more box beef volume coming into the market, and it's at discounted prices. We're already down about $7 on the choice box beef just from last Friday. So we're bracing for this kind of action. It's basically just the opposite of what happened right after the fire and they shut that plant down, where box beef prices soared and live cattle prices plummeted. You were going to have to redistribute a lot of cattle that would have gone to Holcomb now to other packing plants, and it just costs more. And so there was a huge discount placed on the cattle. At the same time, we knew you're going to have a little bit tighter supply of box beef values. And packer profits absolutely soared off the charts into new record highs because of that. Since then, we slowly whittled away at that profit, at that packer margin, but it was still maintaining at historic highs. Now we see that coming back into normal alignment with the cash fed trade holding well, but the box beef values continuing to be under some pressure over the last couple weeks. Now export sales yesterday were pretty disappointing at 12,200 tons. That was about less than half of what we saw last week. So hopefully this is just a one-off because of a holiday week, but we don't want to see the exports drop off, or else I think that spells trouble for the cash market. South Korea took 4,300 of that, Japan 2,900, Mexico 1,800. In pork export sales, kind of low there too, 29,200. China was almost half of that, 10,300. What's interesting and I think important to note is that China, of course, has been a major buyer of pork ever since they had to adjust their reporting process. We're picking up more of the whole hog carcass data that has gone for exports primarily to China. China actually, in yesterday's report, they canceled 8,500 tons of next year's pork purchases. So we don't really know what that's about, but that certainly was a drag on the pork space yesterday. Mexico took 10,900 tons of U.S. pork, South Korea 7,600. So certainly a significant increase in volume that they're buying of U.S. pork, and would have made a much bigger difference had China not canceled almost 9,000 tons. But that could be to trying to get some business done before the holiday lull, before they go on holiday status as well in Mexico and South Korea, or things just get slow here. But that's, again, a fairly notable increase in the volume from what they've typically been buying. Anyway, getting back to cattle, this is the week we were looking for that market to have that next leg up, that cash prices would, if they continue to hold strong, then the futures, I felt, would hold strong as well. We're not really seeing that play out. The cash is holding together. In fact, like I said, it's up $1 to $2, but the futures market has been a little shaky. We had a couple days down, like I was saying earlier too, and then the market reversed back up yesterday, but we've lost some ground. And obviously we've not seen new highs this week, which I was hoping we would. Maybe we'll stretch into next week, but again, this was the time window when packers usually wrap up their holiday purchases. Now you got another packing plant online, you're going to see more volume moving into the pipeline. Is that enough to really kind of break the market? And, you know, a very strong consumption season ahead of us with Christmas and New Year's, and a packer's prepping for that, and demand for beef has been very good. We're not seeing the board continue that upward strike, so I'm a little nervous about how much more we've got left in this, that I think it's pretty possible that maybe we saw our high last week, and that, you know, this week's inability to continue that upward momentum or get back to those highs, even with a stronger cash trade, I think is telling us something. Now, the feeder cattle index is down 66 cents today. We're at 144.53. Front month Jan futures are at 140.55. So there's still a $4 premium with the cash over the board. That should offer some support unless we continue to see dribbling lower on the cash index. So I don't know. We're running out of time for this seasonal window, and the packers don't seem too worried about supplies. In fact, they're having to discount prices to move product. That's usually a pretty red flag, pretty big red flag, and especially when the cash trade is higher. So I'm kind of leaning that maybe last week was our high. Maybe we need to be a little more aggressive stepping up here with some hedges, because it again, this time window is running out, and seasonally you tend to be putting in some highs around this time unless you get weather, which we've already had a storm come through last week. I don't see anything major on the horizon, so weather certainly could be supportive to the market, but other than that, I think we're going to be working our way lower over the next month or two. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.